Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley.
It is a special day, Marley.
It is.
It is the return of pumpkin spice.
What's the best pumpkin spice item that you can buy?
Pumpkin spice everything.
It's here. Pumpkin spice lattes.
Pumpkin everything. Spice.
It's here. Arriving at Starbucks today with all the fall fanfare that it can muster. Pumpkin spice.
Woohoo!
I don't get still why this is a thing, but it's just it's a huge thing. We have.
I wish I could get behind it. I mean, I don't care for it.
You know, it is though. In this year of 2020, you got to celebrate in any which way you can. Anything there is to celebrate.
Sure.
And last night at the Buckner household, we did get the whole family together around the fireplace, and we did our annual reading of 'Twas the Night Before Pumpkin Spice. I think we all remember.
'Twas the night before pumpkin spice.
Yes.
And all through the town. Every barista was brewing. Every last bean was ground. The lattes were frothed. The fraps made with care in hopes that millennials soon would be there.
Oh, yeah.
As they were all nestled, posting on their Facebook page for the first signs of fall, this pumpkin spice rage. Pumpkin spice coffee, pumpkin spice cookies, pumpkin spice muffins. This is not for pumpkin spice rookies. So when you wake up to pour that first pumpkin spice cup, be Instagram ready. Send those tweets straight up. Happy Pumpkin Spice Eve. I'll see you at Starbucks.
It is a special day. Special day indeed. Already been approached by a millennial, by the way.
Isn't there a Pumpkin Spice version of your show available?
How did you get in here?
Because I need options.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Marley, 92.1 and 95.5. Hank FM.